This is Heart of Mind Radio for the New Millennium. And today we're going to be having a conversation about some of the projects of the We Campaign at We.net with guests Jana Larson, Tumeini Faso, and Robert Muwiski. And stay tuned. Welcome. This is Heart of Mind. I'm Catherine Davis, and we have a very special program today. And we are going to be talking about some revolutionary people who are doing the good work to change their communities, to help people, and to, in time, transform the whole world. And we are focusing on We.net, We the World. But before getting to that, I wanted to make an announcement. I got an email from one of the listeners. And I wanted to share that there is a woman having difficulty with her home. Following a deed theft and mortgage fraud, a Harlem senior is due to be evicted. The rally today, 12:30, that's December 30th, 2 to 5 p.m. to stop it. And it's 477 West 142nd Street, Amsterdam Avenue, New York, New York, 10031. And this 80-year-old lifelong humanitarian facing unlawful eviction on New Year's Eve. And this is about Queen Mother, Dr. DeLouise Blakely, an 80-year-old woman, humanitarian, and her profoundly disabled daughter is facing an illegal eviction as a result of deed theft. The Historic Housing Development Funding Corporation property that she established has been a safe haven for homeless women and children for nearly 50 years. So I will try to come back and remind you again, this is happening today. Well, there's also going to be a press conference. So this is the address, 477 West 146th Street in Harlem. So perhaps there's something you can do and get involved. So today my guests are Jana Larson. She is the volunteer and outreach coordinator for We the World. Jana enjoys meeting new people and organizations to bring into We consciousness. She is also known as the calendar maven of the Global Unity Calendar and reports that finding the many wonderful opportunities and events going on in the world give her much hope for a brighter future. And she tends to like being in the background. However, we love it when she comes forward as we are today. And so we want to feel her positive impact. Also joining me is Tumani Faso, a professional teacher, peace campaigner, peace activist, environmental justice, climate change advocate, and a volunteer with the We the World Team Tanzania, Roots and Shoots Tanzania. He attended the University of Dodoma with a passion for using his bachelor degree of arts with education to promote peace and sustainable development of marginalized groups such as children's, women, youth. And in this aspect, Tumani joined Jane Goodall's Roots and Shoots Tanzania to promote peace to communities, environmental conservation, and animal rights. Roots and Shoots Tanzania Clubs works with groups of youth and street kids, giving them a platform to strengthen their own peace initiatives to their families, schools, and communities, as well as nationwide. And we're joined by Robert Mwesigye. He is the CEO, founder of Rejoice Africa Foundation. He holds a diploma in human clinical medicine from Kabale University. He holds a diploma in psychosocial counseling from Bishop Stuart University. He is a climate activist and founded Youth Forums, Kibengo Youth Care Activists, and other youth forums across Africa. He initiated virtual nonviolent communication training of 70 people from Africa. He led environmental activities and humanitarian work. He worked in the refugee settlement in health sector as a clinician and public health focal person in the Naka Valley refugee settlement, and is founder of Rejoice Africa Foundation and a representative of We Uganda. So my tongue got a little tied there, but I'm really happy to be with you today. And I want to ask you to, let's start the conversation. So Jana, maybe we could start with you. Tell us a little something about We, the World, and your role as a volunteer coordinator. But I think that's probably the first thing among a lot of comma titles, because you always seem to be in the middle of everything. So tell us a little bit.
Well, thank you, Catherine, for having us here on your show. It's really an honor, and I know that Robert and Tumani are very excited to be able to be here with you and talk about what they do in their countries and with We. So, yes, I'm the volunteer coordinator, which is a job I love. We have lots and lots and lots of volunteers, not only with the We Can program, but our other campaigns that we have going on. And we're international, so we have other volunteers from all around the world, and it's just very exciting. And yes, I see you're showing on the screen our MLK and Manifesting the Dream. So that is something that we're going to be doing with all of our volunteers, participating somehow with the Manifesting the Dream to honor Dr. King's wishes. But what else I do is I'm also the HR officer. And I'm also coordinator for the Economic Justice Campaign. And as you can see, we have many campaigns and events that we are doing. We Can really falls under my category of my campaign of economic justice. Economic justice, of course, coincides and overlaps with the other campaigns, but this campaign really means a lot to me. And especially when you were talking about the woman here at the beginning is going to be losing, will not lose her home, but and with her profoundly disabled daughter. But that's exactly an issue that is close to my heart. And Dr. Robert and Tumani will agree with that. And then I also work with the Poor People's Campaign, led by the Reverend Doctors William Barber and Lizzie O'Harris, again, to collaborate via an economic justice campaign. And our goals are very much aligned. With We Can, it started out when I started volunteering with We the World, I think it was about 5 years ago, and I realized that I wanted to be part of a movement. And I guess when you wish something and you put it out there, somehow you find your answer or something that leads you in the right way. I like to think that. And I happened to catch one of the days of 11 Days of Global Unity, where Rick was hosting one of the telesummits. And I thought, that's it. That's what I want to be a part of. And I really liked, well, of course, I liked Rick and liked what he was saying. But I liked that there were so many things, because it's hard for me to concentrate on one major cause, because they're all extremely, incredibly important to me. And as I said, they overlap. So I started just being in the background, because I was really, in fact, quite overwhelmed by the people who were coming to the meetings and a little intimidated. I didn't feel like I was much of a visionary to really be a part of it. And so I stayed in the background and did things that I could with helping with behind the scenes activities. And then I just start to see that where my niche was and how I could fit in. And Angel asked me to organize the volunteers. And since I had done that as a job, it seemed like a likely step for me to take. And so I dove in and tried to figure out the names that were there and create a spreadsheet. And then it took off from there. And I really wanted We Can to be bigger. And we just had Angelina there, Gabetzi from Botswana, and got to know her. And I guess I can't quite remember what was the next step that led to the next step that led to the next step. But I know that one of our earlier volunteers with We Can, his name is DDA, and he's in Burundi. And he invited me to be on a podcast where he was working with Dr. Barton Rubenstein from the Mother Earth Project. And that's how I met Tumani. And so then Tumani joined We, and then we were working together. And then Eric came in, and then Tumani said we have to invite Robert. And so now we're growing and growing, and they have just been amazing with their projects. They're the amazing ones. I just try to keep things organized. So they're the ones you want to hear from.
Well, that's important. We need that help to organize ourselves. But I've been looking at the work that's being done both in Tanzania and Uganda, and it's amazing. So I'd like to invite you to join the conversation. I want to start talking about the environmental work. So, Tumani, why don't you start us off and talk about the work that you're doing? And for the video, I'll bring up your website.
Yes. Hello.
Yes. Welcome.
Okay. Thank you very much. I'm happy to join you. I'm calling from northern part of our country, Tanzania. It's a pleasure to meet both people from US but also from Africa. And what gives me very powerfully and a happy moment, I hope this will be my last online meeting, online session within this year. So I'm very happy to speak in 1 day remain to be last day for this year. So my name is Tumaini. As Catherine mentioned, I am a father, I am a teacher, but also I'm a Christian believer. So due to those, my titles give me hope to work with the way the world. So with the world, we have our own pillars, which give us power to cooperate with other people, but also to cooperate with other partners. These pillars is inspire, and then involve. So when you become a believer of those three pillars, the world become the part of your life daily to daily. So what are we doing in Tanzania? With the world, we are doing several things, as you see in our We Can Team website there. We have been doing activities like climate justice activities. In climate justice activities, we empower, but also we promote kids to participate in climate activities. We inform kids what's the consequence of not conserving environment. And we involve them on issues of tree planting, waste collection, data collection, but also when we say to inspire them, we want them to be an icon within their community. So also we give them opportunity to be icons. So we believe one day within our community, this small community where I'm coming from, we'll have one day a person like Jana, Catherine, Robert Maini, Didier, Dr. Jane Goodo, Desmond Tutu. That's what we dream, because we have been informed, we inspire, but also something like that. But also with the world in Tanzania, we have been promoting issues of hygiene, water and sanitation, where we also involve youths and kids within a school on the value of washing their hands, what is important of washing hands, but also we are now focusing on promotion of reusable sanitary pads instead of disposable sanitary pads. Because this disposable, sometimes they pollute our area, they pollute school locations where we work. So we think if we use reusable sanitary pads, this can promote environment, but also will reduce the cost of buying these. Yes, thank you. Thank you. Can see that photo. So the girl holding the disposable pads, which we donate with the world, we donate to those girls who have not access to have. But I hope starting next year, we will promote use of sanitary pads where we want support, want people to help us to have machines. So we can teach these kids to have their own reusable sanitary pads, but also to distribute to other kids who are not able to buy those sanitary or reusable sanitary pads. But also in With the World, we have been participating in issues of peace and tolerance. I think we celebrate last year the World Tolerance Day for the first time in Tanzania, where we build them, where we tell them value of protecting peace. But when you see those photos, you can see, instead of telling them, but also we include the issues of gender, because we believe if we cannot include girls and boys starting when they are very young, at the end, we will not build a good and strong family. So we build a family from the grassroots area where people can enjoy, where people can love each other, where people can respect each other, but where people can carry a burden of themselves. So we teach students it's very important to speak if you think there are something wrong between you and you. But these are conversations of we talk, we don't talk. But also another thing which is very important we are doing, we have been participating on global climate strikes. I think this is very organized in Europe, in America, where people demonstrate. But within our ability, we use a parachute where we encourage those student community to write their message within that parachute. I think you can scroll. Yes, that parachute. You know, this parachute was constructed with the student during World Earth Day. So students write their dreams. But every Earth Day, we celebrate those Earth Day by planting trees, by telling people why do we need. And for now, we have been starting a campaign of growing tree instead of planting. Because when you grow, it means you become familiar with the tree. From starting point at the end point, you follow the development of tree. But when you plant, just come and put there and then you go. So we encourage kids by planting those trees. And this initiative was the result of Ricky's birthday. Well, last year when we celebrate Ricky's birthday, we decided to celebrate by planting three trees. And this tree stand for Ricky, Ubiquity, Andy with the world. And we put Ricky Tree at the center as the connection between we with the world, Ubiquity Universe. From there, kids have developed their attitude in every birthday of their fellow students within a school. Some of them come with the trees and they want to plant. But the big challenge we have is water. Within my community, it's very difficult to find water. But these students have dedicated their life. They carry water more than other from 9 kilometers, 7 kilometers within a little bottle. They carry water and they come to water their own tree. So we inspire them to start to grow tree instead of planting tree. So we encourage you, all of you, if any person interested to support us on water collection, tanks, water facilities, please join our effort. Hopefully you can support us. And if Kathleen, you see also, you can see in World Cleanup. Yes, can you go to World Cleanup? Yes, you can see there is a participation of youth within a World Cleanup. So this conducted during World Cleanup Day, and with the world we participate, we come together with the several organizations.
What is really interested is to see youth or kids are participating in a WABA process, what we call WABA process, a waste brand auditing. We just start to see who is a big polluter within our country, who is a big polluter within our community. And when we find the big polluter is a certain company, so the rule require him to take his responsibility. So kids participate and enjoy very, very well to within that activity. So for now, let me stop there and allow my fellow friend to speak so I will come back. Thank you.
Excellent. Yes, Robert, tell us about the work that you're doing and the foundation that you have created.
Good morning, dear listeners. Nice to meet you, Catherine, the host, and Jana from Win the World. Nice to meet you. I'm Mwesje Robert from Uganda in East Africa. I'm a clinician by profession. I have assisted in humanitarian organizations, and I have been assisting in founding youth movement. What we do in Uganda, I do sanitation and hygiene, whereby in sanitation and hygiene, I use the concept of ending the poor disposal of plastic containers in the community, whereby I gather them, I use them to construct the water tank in an area in a school to provide school children water for drinking, water for hygiene. And I also provide plastic tanks in emergencies, like this photo you are seeing here. I provide the water plastic tanks to schools, the foundation I'm working with. And this has helped to reduce absenteeism of some girls who have been absenting due to poor reproductive related diseases due to poor sanitation. And it has also improved accessibility to water in schools. We also do tree planting, what we call climate restoration. In climate restoration, we do plant trees with much emphasis on food trees. On food trees, we have been planting food trees, mangoes, avocados in homes of vulnerable, and it has helped people to access and get fruits, whereby we have been having acute malnutrition, food insecurity in the community, but now people are accessing the fruits in time and they are eating the well-balanced diet for their health. And we also work on ecosystem conservation, whereby we rate all the living organisms stay together and try to enjoy the life the way they have been enjoying. That's what we do here in Uganda. Then we also do poverty alleviation. In poverty alleviation, we try to sensitize vulnerable children, vulnerable youth, ladies and women, on how to use their hands to make some things that can be sold to get some little money to sustain their lives. Because we found that we are staying under poverty line, and of which it has led some challenges to youth, whereby especially girls, they tend to go and get married when they are still early looking for where to stay. Some homes, some families, they tend to send children for marriage, looking for something to sustain their families. So that is what we do in Uganda on the environment part. Thank you, Catherine, and the listeners.
Yes, that was excellent. And people can find out more about your work at rafug.org. And the work in Tanzania is wecan.we.net/Tanzania. And the Tanzania website is on part of the we.net website. And if people want to support, they can go to that website. And also the work that you're doing, Robert, is looking to raise funds. And what I've done is I put all of these websites onto my own website, heartofmindradio.com, and you can connect with all of these organizations, including the we.net, and you can evaluate it, look at it, and see how valuable the work is. And for those of you who can, you may choose to help support the continuation of this work. So I understand that you are both relatively young in terms of what you may ultimately come to do and the changes that you can make. So I'm really very, very proud of you. I think along with Jana that you've been doing some amazing work. And before getting back into the environmental work, I also would like if you could, Robert, tell us a little bit more about the humanitarian issues that are taking place in Uganda.
Thank you very much, listeners and the host. In Uganda, it is a refugee hosting country. It has a lot of refugees coming from Burundi, Congo, Somalia, Sudan. So they come and stay in Uganda. We have refugee settlements in Uganda. And I personally, I have been working there in the refugee settlement. Recently, there was an Ebola outbreak, and I happened to be a champion in sensitizing the community on how to wash their hands to be effective, to be safe from the Ebola virus. And I managed to distribute the foundation, Rejoice Africa Foundation, managed to distribute 150 jig containers and 150 hand washing facilities, and also training the indigenous people on how they can wash hands thoroughly and keep the germ. Then I also went further also to look after those people who are newly arrived from Congo due to the fighting, which is now recently there of M23. And those people, they were coming without anything. As we can see and feel, now I'm staying in my home, but they are chasing me from my home. The guns, the bullets are firing on my head. Will you go with anything? Automatically, no. You will go without anything. I was nearly crying to see a pregnant mother at term delivering without any cross of putting the child, the younger child, in the hospital without sanitary pad. So the situation, it was not easy. And we managed also to distribute, to donate some sanitary pads to those really afflicted people. And recently, 12th this month, also, those rebels, they thought that we are securing refugees, so they had to pay us a visit, those rebels from Congo called the ADF. So when they came, they attacked people in Toroko, in the western part of Uganda. They were firing bullets, serious bullets. They were firing between rebels and the soldiers. So the local people, the civilian, innocent people, some of them were killed innocently. Children, if you can scroll down on this GoFundMe and you see, you click on read more and you see the video attached in this GoFundMe, you will feel attached. Those videos, three videos, you feel attached. How people were killed innocently. You see how the pangas, how they were chopping the head labels. These are innocent people. So the survivors had to run and go in one place, seeking for security in one place. So 850 people were gathered, rushed in one place and gathered without anything to eat, without any clothes, without soap, without anything. So Rejoice Africa Foundation managed to use little what they have collected from this GoFundMe to support these people with food. We have managed, as you can see the video, how these people are running away from their homes without anything. And we have managed to support them with food, maize flour. We have distributed 1,600 kilograms of posho, of which they have managed to help only 850. As per now, as I talk, they are over 4,000 in that area. So now they were calling, please Rejoice Africa Foundation, can you kindly give us at least a half kg. At least we feed our children. We didn't have any money. The Joseph Africa Foundation is not having a donor. We didn't have any money. So now we felt passionate. Up to now, we are still praying if we can get any supporter to support this GoFundMe. Rejoice Africa Foundation is going to deliver support. Our target is to raise little money to buy food for these people, and we save them. We heal their mind. We heal their moods. We heal their emotion. Imagine if you see your children is killed like a goat using panga, using knife. How will you feel in your mind, in your heart? So, dear listeners, I'm kindly inviting you to support with the little you have to save the people who are afflicted in the situation in Uganda.
Thank you. So thank you. Thank you for sharing that. And I think it's important for everyone to realize that we're here as part of a group, We.net. I happen to be the health coordinator of We.net. And here, sitting in the United States, we have a lot to complain about. But at least in the most fundamental ways, we're not subjected to the kind of violence that other people are experiencing in the world. And I think we need to bring attention to this because, you know, there are some countries that get all the publicity, but very often, you know, the humanitarian needs within the African continent doesn't get the attention that it deserves. And we have young people here who are working with the youth and women and families, trying to improve their lives in so many ways, planting trees and working to preserve the environment. And in many ways, it's helping to cultivate a culture within their countries of getting back to understanding the interconnectivity of the planet and our lives. But then on top of that, on top of the basic struggle to survive, you have violence and conflict on top of that. So I just think we here in the U.S. have to start paying attention to what's going on in the world and to do what we can, as that name goes. And so I've put all the details on my website, heartofmindradio.com. And it's right on the front page. You could go there and click to the various websites and get involved if you can. And you can also become a volunteer at we.net, because the door is open for you to bring your passion to it. So if you care about health, if you care about women's issues, if you care about children, if you care about peace, there are 11 campaigns and you can get involved and find the support that you need for the work that you're doing to transform the world. Or you can be, like Jana said in the beginning, looking for something meaningful, and you can find that meaning within this group of really wonderful people. So we're coming close to the end of the show. It goes by fast. So maybe let's I want to invite Tumeini and then Robert to talk to us about what you envision. What are you building? And what will your communities look like 2, 3, 7 generations down the road? Tumeini? Okay, so why don't we start with Robert?
Thank you. Dear listeners, I'm aiming at restoring the peace of heart and mind and climate for the next generation to breathe again. That is my major vision I'm trying to help. Peace of heart and mind, with much emphasis on climate restoration for the next generation to breathe again. We assume that if we don't work now, the next generation is going to be destroyed because of what we have been saying. And if we call, we work together, people from the US, people from Africa, people from Europe, we are all united. We are all united because we breathe oxygen and we also have blood. So we are equal. We are equal. We deserve the same in front of God. Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Are you still with us, Tumeini?
Yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
My vision as Tumeini, but also as with the world, but also as the church leader, we need a community with the equity, but also we are a community where people can assess resource distribution among themselves. We believe building peace will bring economic justice. If we don't have a peace, if we don't have a gender balance, gender equity, we cannot close this gap of economic justice. So in order to achieve economic justice, we should have a peace, we should have a respect, but also we should have, this is my interest, we should have a very inclusion of kids in our decision making daily to daily with a group of women. Thank you. But also what I think and I see the coming generations, we believe if we have a generation which respects women, respects children, but also respect a mother earth, we cannot see what happened in Congo or what happened in Ukraine. So if you want to join us, please, you are welcome. Thank you very much.
Excellent. Thank you. And Jana?
Well, as when you were talking about me in the beginning and feeling hope, there are so many great organizations out there and people doing wonderful and amazing things. And as Rick Gulfick says, with We the World, We the World is a nonprofit organization wanting to help other nonprofit organizations. So really, we just want to gather all the people, organizations, whether they're a nonprofit or not, to come together to really make an impact. And as Grandmother Shannon Crossbear from our interdependence campaign would say, we're all relatives and we all care about each other and we need to care about each other to save our relatives and our world. And I would say as a volunteer coordinator that it's very creative. Don't think that you have to come in and sign a form and go through all kinds of background tests and have a skin test for tuberculosis or any of those other things that sometimes you have to go through when you're working with other populations. We're very creative. You can help however you can help. And if you can give money, that's wonderful too. And U.S. dollars go a long ways. And I will also say that there aren't overhead expenses. Every dollar that's donated goes to the cause. We're all volunteers. We don't get paid. We're not paying for office space. We're volunteers working to help our relatives. And it's very enjoyable work. And you, any help you can give will be very appreciated. And thank you, Catherine.
You're
for
welcome.
Putting this together for us.
And Tumaini gave out a contact, an email. So that is FASSOT03@gmail.com. And if you have WhatsApp, you can contact Tumaini at 255-765-18-0052. And shall I give out your email, Robert?
Yes.
Okay, so if we could find it now. So I have your official email, Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T, at RAFUG.org. And you also have a LinkedIn account. So I can add these more personal connections to the website. So when people go to heartofmindradio.com, you'll find all this information. Okay? Excellent. So we have to go. It's been wonderful talking to all of you. And thank you so much for being here with Heart of Mind today.
Yeah. Catherine, I'm very happy to be in this session, but also very happy to speak with you and also to enjoy the sessions, because I think this will be my first session on radio from abroad. So hopefully people will learn what we are doing, but also people will learn how the way the world is very big and how they can connect to this family of big people, big countries and big continents. So if you are interested, listeners, please join us. Go to we.net. There you can find many information on our web. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And we'll be back soon, again next week. Stay tuned.